Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 28th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Welcome to the official start of fall, the first rainmaker. Expect a cloudy day with showers and a high in the mid-60s. Lows will fall into the mid-50s. Now on with today's top stories. As Tacoma continues to see new apartment projects seek approval, area landlords may have hit the threshold on how high rent rates can go for now. New reports this week speak to rent trends as well as where to get the most apartment for rates now being charged. Data and listing service apartment list showed Tacoma's year-over-year rent growth at 2.9%, compared to 19.8% at this time in 2021. Nationwide, rents have increased an average of 7.5% compared with this time last year, while the state increased an average of 5.6%. Apartment list showed median rents in Tacoma at $1,251 for a one-bedroom unit and $1,598 for a two-bedroom. The two-bedroom rent rate is above the national average of $1,360. Meanwhile, a separate report from listing site Rent Cafe on Tuesday ranked Puyallup as the top city in the Seattle region to offer more unit size for the lowest amount. A 51-year-old man who worked for a mobile home park in Midland is accused of sexually assaulting three children over the course of a year, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. A warrant has been issued for his arrest. Deputies are seeking help from the public to find the man, Juan Stiegel Martinez. According to a Crime Stoppers bulletin shared by the Sheriff's Department, the suspect is believed to be in the Tacoma area, but detectives are concerned he may have fled to Mexico. Stiegel Martinez was charged in Pierce County Superior Court last week with first-degree rape of a child and two counts of first-degree child molestation. Stiegel Martinez was a maintenance worker at the mobile home park since June 2020, and he's accused of sexually assaulting a 6-year-old girl and 2 8-year-old girls. Anyone with information on his whereabouts was asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. After 2.5 years, Amtrak's Cascades passenger service from Seattle to Vancouver, BC restarted Monday. The service was suspended in March 2020 due to the pandemic. Amtrak offers one round-trip service on the route per day, with a second daily round-trip expected to be added in the winter, according to Lang. The train leaves Seattle at 7:45 a.m. and reaches Vancouver around 11:45 a.m., depending on delays. It stops at 5 cities in Washington along the way, including Edmonds, Everett, Stanwood, Mount Vernon and Bellingham. The only daily return train leaves Vancouver, BC at 5:45 p.m. and arrives in Seattle around 10:10 p.m. A former JBLM colonel has been found guilty by a Pierce County jury of assault and other charges for beating his wife and threatening to kill himself during a standoff with police in 2020. Colonel Owen Ray, age 48, was found guilty of 3 of the 7 charges leveled against him, including second-degree assault while armed with a firearm, felony harassment and reckless endangerment. He was found not guilty of the most serious charge, first-degree kidnapping. The maximum possible sentence he could receive is 10 years in prison. Ray was formerly the chief of staff of ICORA at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. He was suspended shortly after the December 27, 2020 standoff and was honorably discharged from the Army last year. The standoff occurred at Ray's DuPont home. According to charging documents and statements in Pierce County Superior Court, the hours-long standoff saw Ray threaten to kill any police who tried to arrest him. It started with an argument with his wife after he had been drinking. The National Transportation Safety Board and the U.S. Navy have started efforts to recover the wreckage of a floatplane that crashed in Washington State's Puget Sound earlier this month, killing all 10 people on board. A barge that's been equipped to conduct the recovery is expected to drop anchors near the suspected wreckage location before a team arrives. The U.S. Navy will use a remotely operated vehicle Deep Drone 8000, a barge and a crane in recovery efforts. The plane was traveling from Friday Harbor on San Juan Island to the Seattle suburb of Renton when it crashed on September 4. Only one body was found, identified as Gabby Hanna of Seattle. Officials say determining the probable cause of the crash could take 12 to 24 months. It likely doesn't shock you that Pete Carroll doesn't see the Seahawks' uneven start to this season and the timeline to this team's success the same way you likely do. Quote, "We have to maintain a vision down the road here. Because we are going places," end quote, he said the day after his defense again stopped very little. That porous unit allowed 179 more rushing yards and wasted a 32-for-44 passing day by Geno Smith in Seattle's 27-23 home loss to the previously winless Atlanta Falcons. Carroll added, quote, "The future looks bright." End quote, "The future," as in, 2023? Or the really near future, this season, this week when the Seahawks play the 1-2 Lions in Detroit? Quote, yeah. Yeah. The next few weeks, Carroll said, his voice rising. I think we can make strides. End quote. Being optimistic, of course, is the 71-year-old Carroll's nature, his public persona, his football being. Yet the basis for his sunny outlook after 2 losses in 7 days is Smith, and the growth he's seeing from the many rookies and younger Seahawks in starting and prominent roles so far this season. We are down to our Taco Bracket Championship. Taqueria El Sabor and Tacos Guaymas have survived through 4 rounds of voting and now have the opportunity to be crowned as Pierce County's favorite restaurant to grab a taco. Go to thenewstribune.com/TNT Diner to vote. Voting closes Monday at 9 a.m. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.